time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Cowboys on Sunday.
You know, third game with this team and, you know, with this offensive line. Did you feel out there that, did you feel when you were doing things that you were finally getting into that comfort zone with this team?
Yeah, I think the offensive line allowed that to happen. They came out with a mindset of, you know, moving guys off the line of scrimmage, being physical, and playing the Ravens style of football. And I think they did a great job of that today. So for me to have success, you know, I told them, you know, before the game, I said, you know, when y'all go, I'll go. So, you know, we all tied in together. So hats off to the offensive line, Ronnie, Andrew, Tyler, Daniel, and Pat. And, you know, those guys did a great job. So hats off to them for them to do my job, even fullback, Pat Ricard, receivers, even tight ends, man. I appreciate all of them. So they made my job easier today for sure.
Now that it's done, was there any extra good vibes for you, good feeling doing this in Dallas, having your first 100-yard game?
I mean, you know, I hold myself to a high standard. And, you know, I definitely wanted to come out here and be able to have an impact to give us a chance to win by the way I played. And, you know, I feel like the first 2 weeks, you know, kind of got going a little slow. But like I said, we all tied in together. You know, we all just want to come out here and execute and be able to win. And we did that today. But being in Dallas and, you know, this is where the off season is, where I spend, you know, most of my time in the off season. You know, it felt a little good today. So, yeah, for sure.
Eric, Lamar just said that he was aware of the criticism of the O-line. How much were you aware of it? How much was it talked about with you and or them during the week? We saw you over there in practice, I think, one day, you know, during warm-ups and stuff. I mean, how much awareness was there of it?
Yeah, I mean, we all see it. I mean, you can't miss much of anything nowadays. You know, it's going to be right on your face whether you want to see it or not. But at the end of the day, you know, we all got to stick together. We all got to go out there and do a job. We all got to change the narrative. Will we want to have started off on the right foot and, you know, everything is just going the way we wanted to, but that's not how, you know, it started. But, you know, you find out, you know, who you are in tough times. And I feel like, you know, we, you know, accepted the challenge, knowing, you know, what was being said and everything that was going on. But as long as we stick together and believe in one another, then, you know, we'll be right where we want to be.
Eric, a follow-up on that. Go ahead.
How do you feel you and Justice Hill are complementing each other as a duo?
Well, I think it's great, man. Justice is a great guy. He's very smart. I think that's the underrated thing people don't know about Justice. He's really smart, really intelligent. And, you know, he got that extension, which is much deserved because he's, you know, one of the heart and souls of this team. And, you know, very happy for him. And I think we complement each other well. You know, I think, you know, as far as teammates, you know, he's a great teammate. And you know, we got great chemistry, you know, when we're out there on the field. And, you know, he's dynamic in his way. And can't wait to get Keaton back. We still got Rasheen. So we got a good group of RBs that, you know, we have in that room.
Eric, we have been building off Brian's question earlier. He asked you about going over with the offensive line early in practice and running stuff. So I don't know that I've ever seen a Ravens running back do that. Is that something you've done this year at all, and why did you feel like it was time to do that?
Yeah, you know, like you said, I mean, just a lot of criticism, you know, and I was letting them know I believe in y'all, you know, and, you know, we got to do this together. It's not an individual thing. You know, we all tied in together. It's not going to be perfect. You know, I'm going to make a mistake and be wrong when they did their job right and vice versa. You know, it's a long season, so it's going to be adversity. But as long as we stick together and lead one another, then we'll be good.
Yeah, I know you had two games with Lamar already, but to have a game like this where you guys roll up 260, 270 rushing yards, how easy, you know, can he make your job and how easy can you make his job when you guys are rolling as you were today?
Yeah, I mean, we got rolling, but like Lamar said, we felt like we could have done more, and there's still more, you know, out there at Ford's, and still more in store. We just gotta stay locked in, keep working, keep making each other be each and every day, and yeah, we feel like it's still more out there. I mean, it's a great win today, you know, glad to be able to get this win. But definitely ready to look forward to next week and get better next week and put it together again next week.
What part of town do you work out at?
Say it again?
What part of town do you work out at?
It's kind of like near downtown on south side, Lamar. Yeah, Sanders Fit. We want to get a workout in? Come on over.